Sama. Love Radio. 94.9 FM. Shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
News on One Love Radio. My name is Kondwani Maplanga. The headlines. Economist urges government to broaden its revenue collection base. Traders Association calls for improved security for Zambia's 24-hour economy. In international news, Ebola now. Apologies. In international news, WHO shares Ebola crisis. And in sports, USA waivers visas. And now the news in detail. An economist has urged the Lusaka City Council to broaden its revenue collection area in order to increase income and improve service delivery. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Yusuf Dodia says the council should avoid what he describes as extortionist methods of raising revenue, such as high property rates within the city. Mr. Dodia, who is also chairperson of the Private Sector Development Association, PSDA, notes that over the years the council has lost some key sources of revenue, including motor vehicle registration, which he says previously generated significant income before being transferred to the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA. He says increased revenue collection would help the council improve public services, including the installation of street name signage in new townships, noting that such structures is currently more common in older townships.
There are so many areas that the Lusaka City Council used to earn revenue before, which they no longer do. For example, they were the primary garbage collection institution in the city. So the council is left with very few areas of revenue, which I think includes buckets, stalls in the market and so forth. So I think it's high time that we reflected on this as a nation and say to ourselves, we need our city councils to be more fluid, to have more liquidity, to be able to have better revenue so that they can provide services to the city dwellers.
Now, DreamLife 260 has commemorated World Hypertension Day with its first ever Run for Life marathon aimed at promoting a healthy lifestyle through sports. Speaking at the marathon, DreamLife 260 Chief Executive Officer Cyril Njikeng says the marathon has become an annual event and will be commemorated every year on World Hypertension Day. Mr. Njikeng has thanked the participants that came from several parts of the country as well as those that came from Germany to participate in the marathon.
Everyone who got their sleep shot from here early in the morning as well. it's a dream come true. Exactly 13 years ago, I was in Marshall for the New York City Marathon, and my dream was always been for us to do something back home to that magnitude, and I think we succeeded. For the first year, the sponsor came in and they backed us up without even knowing what we can do. And they gave us all the trust that we needed to be here. So just look at how grounded this place is. This is the middle of the village of Mungule, guys. This is not the Saka City, this is Mungule village. Make some noise for Mungule, guys. Because you transform Mungule into an AI, this is just the first step. But it's such an honor, it's a privilege.
Memo Aaron Hiamwa, winner of 15 kilometers men's race, says running for health is important as it promotes fitness.
Kuli bamene sibana bwere kuchalesi bativezo kuni sisagubwera nota ati bankale demoralize ma marathon ni ambiri bangayende na mu marathon yenangu but why it should be encouraged kaba zipushinga pangono pangono cause umuruviro sometimes kuli vintu vabwino one health ya muntu ingankale fit yeah so ma organizer bayi ilesi baisa organize bwino race because ndiye first time yabo then ina ma prize money winner ya nkala hai miyakuru bwino ya then iluti na eze kwa hizi tinga bwino kuchokera uku kwezeli pi mob sakos ya bwile ya nkali la kulasi kwa kweba ati oro inishi wa sebu la kudala nani gap.
And speaking at the same event, Brenda Msonda, winner of the 15 kilometers women's race, has encouraged members of the general public to take up sports for health purposes and has expressed gratitude to the organizers of the marathon for a well-organized marathon.
Ningo wino sana so ibairi muno kubera mu marathon first of all ikaramba tu uningo wino kwa namba 1 and then na we bai ile organize as yeah health is very important kumuntu yonse so we should be fit yeah fit sana namba 2 for health purposes.